Timi Tayo Bakari learned to be on her own at a time when many children in the United States are just beginning to test the waters of independence with their parents close by. She grew up in Nigeria in Africa and remembers a fun childhood there.
I'm number two of five. Grew up in a pretty large family, had aunties and uncles around. Father died when I was 9 years old.
And that's when she went away to boarding school. Summers were spent at home, but during shorter breaks, she stayed at school. Toward the end of high school, she took exams to go to college in Nigeria and also once needed to attend university in the United Kingdom.
And one of my mom's sisters, my Aunt Chola, she's a pharmacist as well. At that time, she was a pharmacist in New York and suggested I do all of that. And unbeknownst to me, she had gotten all the results and apply to a bunch of schools. All I had to supply her was my preferred major.
After poring over university packets sent to Bakari by her aunt, she headed to the embassy in Nigeria.
And somehow the guy at the embassy said yes. He looked at me and said, I don't think you're going to come back. And I said, but why? I would. And he tried to calculate what the tuition would be that I would have spent. And he said, I'll give it to you anyway.
Bakari was just 17 when she arrived in the U.S. to live with her aunt while she attended school. She spoke English well and knew what to expect when she stepped foot in New York City.
I didn't know any different. I knew Coming to America, the movie. So that's what set my expectations. And New York is about that. I'm so glad that I stopped. My first stop in the U.S. was New York, because in New York, it's everybody's space and it's nobody's space at the same time.
She was surrounded by students from all over the world at St. John's University. 2 years into school, Bakari's aunt got married and moved to London, so Bakari moved in with a friend. She had thought about studying engineering. That's because all the rich parents she knew in Nigeria were petrochemical engineers or something similar.
It just made sense with Nigeria and the crude oil resource, but after, I mean, really, just I'd done the SATs and I think it was a trip coming back from church, and I felt I needed to go into the healthcare space.
She prayed about it, then talked to her aunt, who suggested she go into pharmacy, something she remains grateful for to this day.
Why she did it, I don't know. Every now and then I have this aha moment. I send her thank you notes just because. She didn't have to, but she did anyway.
She took pre-med classes until it was time to take the MCAT, the step a student takes before applying for medical school. But Bakari decided she would pursue pharmacy and become the best possible pharmacist she could be. She spent her residency in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, where the residency director, Lou Gonzalez, became her mentor while she worked to change her visa status to allow her to work. He offered to be Bakari's sponsor, and her visa was approved. Her first job was at Boston Medical Center, and after she spent 3 years there, she began thinking about going into management. That led Bakari to earn a master's degree in management from Harvard University. She says learning management in a non-healthcare setting was fascinating.
It's very interesting how others approach the exact same topics versus how the folks in healthcare do. It was a wonderful experience.
While she was in Boston, fate played a role in leading Bakari to her future husband. A friend asked her to attend a wedding with her in Virginia. Bakari was bored and didn't want to stay in Boston for the weekend, so she went.
So I met a fine young man.
That man, who is also from Nigeria, was from Springfield, Missouri. Today, she has a 17-year-old stepdaughter, a 3-year-old daughter, and a newborn son. And she's been at Cox Health for nearly 5 years, serving as both the clinical director of pharmacy and as the site manager for the Oncology Infusion Center. And on June 1st, 2017, 20 years after arriving in New York City, Bakari became a United States citizen. But it wasn't an easy process to get there. When she went to Boston Medical Center to work, she had to file for an entirely new H-1B visa, and then an extension, and then lawyers started the process to get Bakari's green card. After 5 years of having a green card, she became eligible for U.S. citizenship. Bakari calls it a waiting game.
Every single time administration changes and every single year, you get nervous because the immigration laws just get a little tighter and tighter, but so glad.
The naturalization ceremony in Kansas City was quick and unceremonious, she said, but it was exciting. She recognized a familiar face in the crowd, the man who had administered the tests required for citizenship. Bakari has been back to visit her siblings in Nigeria a few times, but it's been 6 years since her last trip. Her mom, who has 2 out of 5 children in the U.S., is in Springfield now to help with her new grandbaby and has a green card, so she's not bound by the 6-month visits on a visa. And Bakari's husband, who with his brother runs an executive coach business started by his father, is working to become a U.S. citizen, too. Bakari continues putting down roots in Springfield, and she says whatever the future holds for her, she'll be okay.
By the grace of God, I can thrive anywhere, and that's the goal, thriving and not surviving. Geographically, it doesn't matter. I love Boston, I still go back. I loved New York, and now I call Springfield home, and I'm grateful.
For KSMU and the Sense of Community series, I'm Michelle Skoliski.